It's world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Steve Bozell is going to be with us in just a second. We had him on our encore show yesterday, and that was really weird because people pointed out, and we had to point out in the show log, that Steve stopped calling himself Steve Bozell.
Very strange. He started calling himself Steve Dooley. I think that happens, doesn't it?
It happens?
Yeah, sometimes he did. The two Steves confuse themselves.
The two Steve? Which two Steves are we talking?
Well, Steve Dooley and Steve... Oh, yeah,
well, Steve Dooley and Steve Bozell, I don't know.
Sometimes they do confuse each other, and sometimes they're confused about it.
Yeah. Oh, horse shit.
Well, we're going to find out. He'll be on here in just a second.
Just a couple of things I wanted to mention. One is that we went to the LAFC game yesterday. As some of you may know, not yesterday, on Saturday... Sunday, that's it. I'm talking to you. It's a Tuesday. It was a 1-0 loss. We did post a little bit of video on our BSPs and More Facebook page. And I was there with my good buddy, Don Olander. I didn't have anything to drink. He did. He drove.
All right, yeah.
But he did a good job.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to visit our merch store. We are now featuring our Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts. Right, Margaret?
Yes, these are the Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts that Jay Santos and his dubious crew...
Yeah, the law enforcement officers and everything.
Officers, this officer thing. I swear to God, I'm going to do something bad.
All right, hold on. Officers, bud.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah, that's what they wear, at least that's...
Well, I don't think it's what they wear. It's what the listeners wear. The actual Citizens Auxiliary Police would like to think that they're more smartly dressed with their... Yeah, with their pith helmets and their Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda?
I said Bermuda.
Bermuda shorts, yeah.
Yeah.
So check that out at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Stephen Bozell joining us on our newsmaker line right now. And I say newsmaker line. Steve's one of our listeners. I know you're heading home from work, Steve. And we wanted you to check in with us about yesterday's show.
I know. It was. I thank you very much, Mr. Henry. You featured me on the encore. Or in the, I'm sorry, on the encore show.
On our encore show, yeah.
And, Steve, we had a number of people checking in. They heard you calling yourself Steve Dooley at the end of the program.
I understand that. I didn't know at the time that I was doing it. I was not aware at the time that I was doing it. The whole show was based upon me wanting to move away from my stand-up act to do the Chris Pleen outdoor show.
You still doing that?
No, I'm not. After that show, and I'm not blaming you, Mr. Henry, but after doing the show, debuting the fact that I wanted to do the outdoor, the Steve Bozell outdoor Chris Pleen and Free show, I listened to it afterwards, and I went, you know, I sort of just stayed home for 3 days and didn't answer the phone.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
It was.
So you're back to doing stand-up comedy.
I'm back doing stand-up comedy at CK Corona.
Are you still in the kiddie barn?
Hey, what is this with Dickman asking me questions?
He's allowed to answer, to ask.
He's allowed to ask questions. He doesn't answer that many.
He's allowed to what?
He's allowed to ask questions.
Right, well,
so
yes, I'm still on the kiddie. I'm still at the kiddie barn. I'm not.
All right, Steve, we're not going to rub it in, but we do want to ask you about what happened on the show. And it was over a year ago that this happened. I don't think we've even questioned him about this.
I didn't think about it. I don't even remember hearing it until I heard it yesterday.
Well, what happened primarily was this: I was interviewing Bobby and Steve Dooley, and Steve and Bobby were talking, and then I don't know. I got to thinking about Steve Dooley, and I don't have a problem with the man. I know he's a little bit of a cuck, you know. And
what did you call him?
Called him a cuck. A cuck?
Yeah, well, yes, he is, sir.
That's very insulting.
That's considered to be very insulting.
Well, all right, but I don't mean to. He doesn't seem like a cuck to you.
Let's before we start calling people names, why were you calling yourself Steve Dooley? Do you think you're a cuck?
No, I do not think I'm a cuck. See, that's the thing. I knew I shouldn't even have brought it up.
Because that's what it sounds like.
No, I knew I shouldn't even have brought it up. No, I don't consider myself a cuck. I became fixated on Dooley, listening to him, deferring to his wife, and thinking, hey, man, you know, and...
All to the point where you started calling yourself Steve Dooley.
I was just thinking about the guy. Steve Dooley. I was thinking, listen to how this guy's cucked out.
And...
You may find it funny, Mr. Henry, but I think Mr. Dooley's life, you know, it would bear scrutiny.
Yeah, but the point is, you were calling yourself Steve Dooley.
I did. Your voice just went, you were calling yourself Steve Dooley. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. You were calling yourself Steve Dooley, right?
You just did it again.
Never mind about him, his voice cracking. You called yourself Steve Dooley. Why?
Because I was feeling empathetic toward a man that I consider to be cucked out and a full-on cuck by the wife.
I gotta find out what this cuck thing is.
Cuck is... Can you describe it, Steve?
Yeah, a cuck. A cuck is essentially a guy that stands at the door while his wife is in the bedroom with another man. He stands at the door with towels and spray, waiting to be summoned in to clean things up.
Oh, God damn.
Are you out of your mind?
God, General, are you out of your mind? No, I'm not.
That's what you call a cuck, huh? I guess that's what that is, huh?
Yeah, sounds about right.
So say that again. What is a cuck?
A cuck is a guy who stands at the bedroom door while his wife is in there with another man. He stands at the bedroom door with towels, spray, and cleaning equipment.
Yeah, sure.
God, Mr. Ernie.
Is that so? That's what you think it is?
That's what it's essentially a man who's cucked, what they call cuckolded. Yeah.
So he is a man who is, by virtue of his own weak personality and psychology.
Yeah, by virtue of his own weakness, he can't do anything about his wife. Not only he knows that she's cheating on him, and he knows it, and he knows it, and yet he can't do anything about it. Not only can he not do anything about it, but he stands there with wipes, spray, Jesus. It's interesting that you find that funny.
Well, you know what's going to happen, because Steve Dooley's going to come on here in a second.
I know that.
You know what he's going to say? He's going to say...
Mr. Rennie, you know what he's going to say?
Okay, everybody, knock it off.
Sorry.
All right. You know what he's going to say. He's going to say, that exactly sounds like you.
Well, you know, no, it doesn't, because I don't come on the show, on the Phil Henry show, with my wife. Oh. I don't come on here with April. April's right here. Hi, honey. Hi. So you don't insist on being on the show with me, do you? No, I would rather not, because I'd like to be baking cookies for the kids. Okay. See?
Yeah, that's great.
Great.
Oh, so my wife doesn't sound feminine enough. I dare you to find a more beautiful woman.
I understand. All right, listen. Steve Dooley's going to join us now from Western Estates, yeah, on the line. And do we have him?
Yeah, Mr. Dooley, I'm just going to put you on hold for just a moment, Mr. Dooley, and then I'll bring on Mr. Bozell.
I'm already on the air.
He's on the air, bud.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Dooley?
Hi, Steve Dooley, yeah. Hey, Steve, this is Steve Bozell. I heard what you said about me standing at the door with spray. Well, it seems...
What? Let's get Bobby in here.
My wife Bobby's here.
Hi, this is Bobby. Mr. Bozell, I think it's a very harsh thing to say of a man, especially a man like my husband Steve, who loves me very much, that he stands at the door with spray, wipes, and new sheets while I'm in the bedroom doing it with another man.
Well, that's what a cuck is, and that's what I think. You call me a cuck one more time, man, I come right through this phone, lickety-split, all right?
All right, guys, this is a harsh thing you're saying, Steve, so let's back off a little bit. By the same token, Mr. Dooley, let's try to, you know, maintain our calm, even though it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I'd call me that.
I will tell you this, first and foremost, I do not cheat on my husband.
All right, I know that, but I was just saying he acts like that.
All right, I don't cheat on my husband. Number two... while it is true that my husband, Steve, has stood at the door with wipes, towelettes, a change of sheets, and rubber gloves, that is while I have been inside, you know, taking a bath, sprucing up, cleaning up, and generally, you know, doing my hair and brushing my teeth.
So your husband, Steve Dooley, I'll talk for myself, okay? Yeah, while my wife is brushing her teeth, combing her hair, and having a shower, I'll stand at the door waiting for her to... You know, ring it. There's a bell, okay? Oh, my God. So your wife rings a bell. That's right. She does, okay?
I have a bell that I ring for Steve so that when I ring it, he comes in with fresh sheets and cleanser.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to ask you something right now, okay? Cleanser, fresh sheets.
I'm not saying that if I were so disposed to have an affair with another man. Okay? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Are you listening, Steve?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. If I were in the bedroom with another man, Steve, I would ask you, would you please bring cleanser and towels and a change of sheets?
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on for a minute. Hold on, Steve. That would only be natural, wouldn't it? If I'm in the bedroom with another man, wouldn't I want you to come in with cleanser?
Well,
I'd ask you to come in with spray.
Right, hold on for a minute. This is getting really weird.
But Bobby, are you saying that are you countenancing ever having an affair on Steve?
No, I am not.
All right. Then how can you be so specific and graphic in what it would be you would require if you did have an affair?
It's not hard to project. Think of it, Margaret. If you were having an affair, and Frank was home, I'm having an affair, Steve's home, any of the women listening to this program right now, if you were having an affair with another man, wouldn't it be ideal, rather than snooping around on your husband, sneaking around and lying to him, wouldn't it be ideal that while you're in the bedroom, your husband would be at the ready with Lysol? I don't know.
Oh, brother.
Bobby, that sounds vile.
What's vile about it? I don't understand.
Hey, honey, I'm here, you know. You're talking about me. I'm standing there with Lysol.
I'm just saying, Steve, I wouldn't do it. But in a perfect world, if I had an affair, would you be at the door at the ready with wipes and Lysol?
I mean, I guess, yeah, in a perfect world. God damn it. Okay, I got to jump in, Phyllis. It's Steve Bozell.
Go ahead.
What do you mean in a perfect world, Dooley? In a perfect world, your wife would not have no affair on you. In a perfect world, God, listen, you sound like such a hillbilly. My wife would not have no affair and everything.
In a perfect world, what I'm saying, Mr. Bozell, is if it were a perfect world, but also I was having an affair on my husband, then yes, I'd be in the bedroom, and I don't know. We made a tape recording for Dal Covington and his wife Becky. They made that. You remember that tape they made?
Oh, this is a pretend tape they made of the two of them lovemaking.
If Steve heard this coming from the bedroom, go ahead, hit it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that was the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it may be asinine, but if Steve heard that coming from the bedroom, then in a perfect world, Steve would stand there very quietly with towels over his arm, Lysol in one hand, and bug spray in another. And I find your laughter very offensive, Mr. Henry.
I think your description there is very funny.
Well, you're talking about your husband, your own husband, the father of your children, standing there with towels, towelettes, Lysol, and bug spray. So for you, what, are you going to ring a bell?
I would ring a bell, yes, in a perfect world.
Bobby, what kind of a perfect world is it where you're having an affair with another man in the bedroom while your husband stands at the ready with towels, Lysol, and wipes?
Phil finds these things funny because I think he finds the humiliation of other men hysterical.
No, I do not. That is absolute bullcrap. What I find funny is the notion that some guy would actually stand at the door with towelettes while his wife is having an affair, and then she's going to ring a bell? That's what you do, Bobby?
That's what I do now.
My wife has a bell that she rings for me when she needs a towelette, but she's not having no affair with no guy. Don't you understand, Dooley? Don't you understand, Dooley, that it's a very small step? That's a small step for a man, but it's one giant leap for mankind for you to be standing there with wipes, a comet cleanser, a scrub brush.
What the hell? What comet? What's the comet cleanser for?
Whatever. But that would be what you'd be standing there with that, and then you're waiting for your wife to ring a bell.
Good God!
Hey, why don't you try and butch up a little bit there, Bozell? I'm butched up. All I need to be.
All right, I'm not sure I know what we're proving here, but Bobby, you're saying on the one hand you're not having an affair.
No, I'm not. I don't know why I'm the only one. Margaret, wouldn't you do that?
No, I would not. Even were I in an imperfect world, in a parallel universe, were I cheating on Frank, I would not do it in our own home. I'd be far, far away, and I wouldn't expect him to be outside with towelettes, Lysol, wipes.
God damn.
I'd expect him to be outside with a 9mm Beretta. Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my living God. So you'd expect him to come in like Lee Marvin in Point Blank and just pump a bunch of shots into a bedspread that may or may not have you and your lover under it.
I don't know what she's talking about. All right. What
was it called, Bobby?
You never saw Point Blank.
No, I never saw. All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley. So the ultimate thing here is how it was that Steve Bozell came to call himself Steve Dooley.
Yeah, I'd like to answer that. I think it's because you admire me and want to be me. No, it's not that at all, Dooley. I admire you and want to be you. It was because I was identifying so much with the situation that I think you're in that I just started calling myself Steve Dooley. Yeah, that must mean that I'm not cucked. You are. Oh, yeah, right. Me? Cucked?
What about it, Mr. Bullsdale? Do you stand outside the door while April is in there going, yeah, and you're standing there with, like, Windex?
I mean, standing there with Windex.
Well, whatever cleanser you use.
I would never, if my wife were in a bedroom with another man, okay?
Oh, you do.
What I do? First thing, I'd grab you by the hair. Just went, first, never mind.
I don't want to hear any violent scenes here.
I would not. I tell you right now, I wouldn't stand there with towelettes, back teeth.
Back teeth.
What is so funny?
Mr. Henry, this is Steve Dooley. I know you're trying to defend me, but you sound like it.
Phil, you sound pretty stupid going, ha 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 ha. I think this needs to be thought about and talked about in a much more sober way.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. So, here, guys, remember, or ladies, when you're having an affair, don't do it at home and don't have your husband standing outside with clean towels, clean sheets.
Listen to that. All of you men out there who unfortunately have been cucked, Mr. Henry's laughing at you.
No, I am not, and I don't want to hear that word anymore. All right, thank you very much.
Cuck, 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 cuck.
Thank you very much. Who set up that bit?
You're the one that said you heard Steve Bozell say Dooley.
Yeah, we were hearing Bozell say Dooley, Dooley, Dooley. You said get him on the phone. Okay, I didn't know it was going to go down that particular road. Coming up next, Larry Grover and Gloria Grover are going to be on. They're going to talk about, what did they get?
Well, I think it was Larry that got some fictitious communication, or something he thought was real anyway, communication from the Social Security Administration, and we'll find out all about it right after this.
Right after this?
Yes, Phil. I was going to drive this.
Okay. Hey, Jim Brewer-Tino here. You know, I get such a blast listening to the Phil Henry Show website. All of the podcasts and all of the material in his archives keeps me laughing and chuckling all the day through, and it keeps me going for over a month. I've got a Backstage Pass subscription that I've had now for some 7 years, but it's monthly, okay? Now, I could probably save money by making it yearly, but I make it monthly because I like to have that. I like to sweat it out, you know? Here comes the end of the month. Is my credit card going to work? You see what I'm saying? Will my credit card be there for me, or has it been canceled? Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Get a Backstage Pass, just like Jim here, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get it for a month or for a year. That way you won't have to sweat out every month whether your card works or not.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The greatest value online.
Other
than
porn. And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Larry and Gloria Grover joining us from their home in Culver City, California. And Larry, haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
General, I'm fine, and Mother's here as well, and we got this interesting, I know that Mr. Henry said to bring this communication on the air, and that's what we, Mother, do you have it?
Yes, I have it here. Phil, everyone, how are you all doing?
Fine, where are you guys at?
We're standing out here in front of Brulee's. It's the supermarket. We just got done grocery shopping. Why?
Well, it sounds like you're in the middle of a...
Yeah, a couple of car alarms went off, but actually what happened, Mother tried the door in one car, so...
You got the right car?
It was mistaken. We have the exact same Karmann Ghia.
We got a bright blue Karmann Ghia, and she pulled the handle on this one. And
all right, so Larry, you got a letter?
I got an email, Phil, from the Social Security Administration telling me that I...
Now, slow down, Larry, because I know this is going to hurt you very much.
All right. Telling me that my Social Security number has been suspended and that I am going to be arrested for a variety of drug deals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Larry, just relax.
Okay, but, and then it said that I had to contact the Attorney General of the state of Texas to make sure, you know, that I plead.
In other words, this thing really scared him, Phil.
This was a letter allegedly from the Social Security Administration.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, now, why would the Attorney General of Texas sign it?
This is what I told him.
Well, why would the Attorney General of Texas sign it?
Yeah, the Attorney General of Texas has nothing to do with the Social Security Administration.
Well, because according to the letter, my identity had been stolen or whatever. My Social Security number was used to defraud.
Just relax, Larry. I don't think you're in any trouble.
You're pretty sure?
Yeah. Get away from that car, will you?
Larry, come on.
Well, you're the one that pulled the door handle, Mother. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Let's get...
You guys are in the middle of a very loud street scene there.
I pulled the handle on the Carmen Ghia, a big deal.
We just stepped over here into a restaurant area.
Where's your car?
It's across the street. But the thing that happened was I got this email.
Larry got the email, and it said, you know, that his Social Security number had been stolen. It had been used in a variety of crimes, drug deals, opened up fictitious bank accounts all across the state of Texas, and essentially just a real litany of horror stories.
All right, so this, and did you believe this?
Well, I mean, doesn't that sound, are you saying it's not true?
No, it isn't true.
That's what I tried to say, Phil.
You're validating what mother said then.
Yeah, I'm validating what your mother said.
Well, how do you know, Mr. Hendry?
First of all, what you just said, it's from the Attorney General for the state of Texas.
Well, that's it. But the other thing that I tried to tell Larry was that the return address on this thing was a Gmail account. And no communication comes from a government agency without .gov, you know.
Well, I mean, that .gov, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Larry.
She's right, Larry. Larry, anything you get from the government's going to say .gov, all right? The other thing, like Phil was saying, and like your mother was saying, that the Texas Attorney General has got nothing to do with Social Security.
Well, I mean, you can understand, Mr. Ray, I get this thing, and it says that you are to call the Social Security office to plead, and you can plead on the phone guilty.
Larry, that is absolute crap. I don't know why. Why would you believe that?
Because, you know, first of all, you remember Mother Nadine Brewer?
Yeah, Nadine Brewer is a friend of mine who had her identity stolen in Ohio. And so she had to go through a song and a dance with those ham handlers up there. It was...
Nadine, she had her identity stolen.
All right, I can understand that. That does happen. But if your identity's been stolen... What they'll do is they protect you, man. They're not trying to get you in jail.
I don't know, man. I the whole thing kind of freaked me out.
Larry, I told you not to freak. He flipped out, Phil, and he freaked out and wigged out. And he said, because Nadine had said to him that she had her identity stolen.
That's the first thing that I thought of when they said, your Social Security number is being used all over the state of Texas. Wow.
Yeah, man, a lot of that stuff. You know, all that jazz, man, all of those scams.
So like phishing scams, Larry. You ever seen those phishing scams?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by phishing scam?
You'll get an email, or you'll get a text that tells you to hit a link because you're locked out of your bank account or something.
I get those a lot. You know,
I tell Larry, he always says, look, mother, I got another, there's something wrong with my bank account. And I'll say, Larry, in the name of everything holy, don't hit the link.
I don't know. I go along with what Mother says.
Well, she's right, man. Don't hit the link.
Yeah, but it said...
Larry, I could send you a text, man, with a phony link. You wouldn't know it was me. I could set up a different account and say, hey, your bank account is compromised. Please hit this link. You hit the link, and I'm going to ask you for your account number. I'm going to ask you for your password, and I'm going to try to get into your bank account.
Why in the name of God would you do that? Why would you do that?
I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying that's what some people would do. That's probably what the cat did that was doing that to you.
Say that again.
I'll do it. That's what the guy who done did that to you, that's what he done.
That's what he do.
I mean, that's what he did.
That's what the guy was trying to do. I'll do it. That's whoever sent you that. Whoever sent you that link, man.
Was trying to scam me.
Yes, man. That's what phishing, phishing.
I thought that was the band.
Yeah, there's a band Fish. There's also the... Never mind, man.
Well, you see, Larry, every time Larry gets one of these emails, every time Larry gets one of these, texts that says, holy Christ on high, you are compromised. I don't know, a lot of it comes from people that say it's the bank.
Yeah, and sometimes I got one, they'll say, your Amazon account is all, you're in big trouble. And I'll never forget getting that because I had just been on Amazon ordering a teacup set.
He ordered it, I thought he was ordering it for my birthday. You ordered it for yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I ordered it for the house, but I thought it'd be nice to have some teacups.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, so what happened?
Well, anyway, I immediately, after I ordered this off at Amazon, I got a text message saying, your Amazon account has been compromised. Please contact us immediately, or you're flat out of luck, you know?
And so he goes into this panic. Thank God, Larry, you have me. Thank living God that you have me.
Larry, it's good that your mother's there so she can...
Yeah, she's steering you in the right direction, man.
I don't know, man. You know...
What do you mean you don't know, Jack? I'm telling you. Everybody's telling you.
Mr. Henry, I don't like being called Jack like I'm some bum in the street that just butt in line.
I'm sorry, Larry. I'm saying that what we're telling you is for real. You don't have to worry about it. That's a scam letter.
Well, how do you know?
I can tell you right now, man. I could call my attorney and have him send you an email and tell you. Any number of people could tell you that that has certain key words. First of all, it's got the Gmail return address. Secondly, it doesn't mention your name, does it?
No.
And it doesn't mention your Social Security number.
No.
See, Larry, if they had that, they'd say if it was legitimate, they'd say, "Dear Larry Grover, you're shit out of luck." Well, they wouldn't say that.
Mother, please.
Well, they'd say, you know, something like that.
Yeah, Larry, that's, again, that is a phony baloney deal. And then when you get those phishing texts, you got to delete those too. Yeah, you can report them as junk.
All right, well, oh, man.
You should have seen Larry comes running in here this afternoon going, "Mother, Mother, holy God in heaven, it's like I've taken a red-hot poker and I can't get it out. I just can't." And I said, "What the hell are you talking about, Larry?" And he tells me, he shows me the email he got.
Yeah, that stuff, man, they'll do it by way of email, they'll do it by way of text. Where are you anyway?
We're in the Casa del Rey right now. It's a Mexican restaurant. You want a margarita?
Yeah, don't mind if I do, yeah.
All right, we're going to start with just have something to eat, I guess.
God, it sounds like a lot of fun. It does.
Tell you what, Larry, give me a couple of fish tacos, I'll take a margarita, and give me some chips and guacamole. I'm going to hit the shitter. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm going to go to the...
All right. Well, that was... Yeah, that's... Larry, Gloria, good job. Love you, man. And they're having themselves some Mexican food there at the Casa del Rey. The only Casa del Rey I know is in Sierra Madre, California.
All right, yeah.
But there might be one there in Culver City. All's well that ends well, baby, on this Tuesday. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. And don't forget our merch store where you can pick up the J. Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt.
Put the big finish on that, Phil. T-shirts.
Yeah.
We've got the great T-shirts.